What's new, Nate?
Nate. Come in, Nate.
You know what? You know what the best part of this is?
What?
After Nate's microphone went off the rails last week,
uh-huh,
we've basically just deleted him.
He just can't. There's just no more Nate.
No Nate.
Just for this week, though.
This is Nate's vacation week. Scheduled.
Well deserved.
Do we get vacation weeks?
No.
Bigger question is, do the listeners get vacation weeks?
Yes. We should build some in.
Is every week a vacation week for the listeners?
No.
I feel like it is.
But we're here every week. You saying our podcast is like a vacation?
Our podcast is like a vacation. They don't need a vacation from the podcast.
I feel like they should get overtime for listening to our podcast.
Nate is traveling this week. I don't know where he's all over the place. He's eventually going to be here for a Krispy Kreme versus honey bun fried taste test in the blind Thanksgiving morning. That's very important.
Followed by a heart attack.
Followed immediately by a heart attack and or diabetes. As Wilford Brimley would say. What is new?
Wait, I'll ask you.
You ask me.
What's new with
you,
Trav?
We're all out of sync without Nate here. It's duck season, Emily.
It surely is, my friend.
How are you doing with duck season so far?
I am exhausted.
Really?
I am.
Mm-hmm. Is it wearing you out?
Mm-hmm.
The early mornings.
Mm-hmm. The interruption of the sleep pattern.
Yes. The strain.
It's difficult. But you seem to be having a great time and your clients seem very happy. So I'm very excited for you.
Yeah, it's been weird, but it's been accomplished.
Successful.
Yeah, like we haven't been piling ducks up, but that's not all it's all about. Like, we're having good conversations, hanging out in the blind and this, that, and the other. And we've had folks that wanted to shoot ducks and they've got the species they wanted so far. So good times. At the time of this recording, anyway.
Yes, so far so good.
Knock on wood before tomorrow's trip. So, but super, super good week so far. And I think it's going to get better as the season progresses. That's my hopes and dreams.
And the weather seems to be cooperating, so fingers crossed for you.
Yeah, it's going to get hotter later in the week, so we'll have some stale birds around. But mm-hmm. Right now, it's been good so far. I would just like to see more ducks. More ducks. More ducks. What is new with you, Emily?
Well, we have a new review of the show, a 5-star review from Square Grouper 239.
Great. Is Square Grouper one of the great nicknames of all time?
Yeah, it's weird.
Do you know what a Square Grouper is?
No.
A Square Grouper is a block of cocaine that people find offshore.
Oh, no.
They jokingly say that's a Square Grouper.
That's...
Or no. Marijuana. I think any kind of drug really is a Square Grouper.
Okay.
Well, so they would jokingly, back in like the 80s, people would go fishing for Square Groupers. They were drug smugglers.
Not appropriate for the children.
And there's a great bar in Jupiter called the Square Grouper.
Well, Square Grouper says, "This show is a Venn diagram of random outdoor talk and office quotes. If you find yourself in the middle of that diagram, check the show out." Which is like maybe my favorite review we've ever gotten.
That's the perfect review. Yes. That's the epitome of this show.
I feel like it's inspiring a t-shirt design for me.
Really?
Venn diagram? Yeah, an actual Venn diagram of outdoor stuff plus the office equals Cast and Blast Florida listener in the middle.
That's fantastic. That would be a bestseller.
Obviously.
We'll work on that. We're redesigning the Conservation Isn't Convenient shirts.
I'm not ready to discuss that right now.
You're not?
No.
You're just not even prepared for that.
No.
What are you ready to... Okay, let's set the stage. We've got a little bit of talking we're going to do. And at the end of this episode, we're going to do our... I don't even remember what we drafted now. It's been so long since we recorded
Thanksgiving
it.
Stuff?
We did a draft of things about Thanksgiving. Okay. And it does have a couple of outdoor items in it because Thanksgiving is kind of connected to hunting and fishing for us. So it'll appeal to you guys. But we're going to stick that at the end. That's a whole round table. Nate's in it. Kaylee's in it. Matt's in it. So stick around for that. But before we get to that, we have some items we need to talk about. First up being hot dogs.
Yeah. Friend of the show, Dean Gerber, posted on Facebook, I feel like, at me. Like, he posted it at me.
Like, it was for you. He spoke to your soul.
He went to the Hot Dog Hall of Fame in Orlando. I didn't even know this was a thing that I lived so close to.
Is this a dream of yours?
Yes. This is where the next live show is going
to
be.
Do you want to do a family road trip to the Hot Dog Hall of Fame?
Yes. But I need to take 9 people with me because there's 9 hot dogs on the menu and I want to try all of them.
Okay. The Chicago, the Colorado, the Kansas City, the Boston, Washington, New York, Arizona, Milwaukee, Detroit.
Yes.
Some of those places I don't feel like deserve their own hot dog. But
such as Detroit?
Such as Colorado.
Home of Kid Rock?
I just don't feel like Colorado gets its own hot dog.
Colorado's nice.
Milwaukee gets one. Arizona shouldn't have its own hot dog. Like New York, maybe Kansas
this
City.
This is like a minefield for me because I don't actually know where most of these places are.
Yeah, you know geography at all.
Let's move on here.
Okay. This week, before we get into the main segment, we posted on Cast and Blast Florida, the group, which if you haven't joined yet, please do.
This is on Facebook.
And I asked, what lengths would you go to hunt a duck? What's the craziest thing you've ever done to hunt a duck? And here's what happened. I was talking with a friend of the show, Chad Richard, this past week, and he's like, man, duck hunters are insane. And you would concur with this.
I would.
Deer hunters do some crazy stuff. Elk hunters do some crazy stuff. Sheep hunters do some crazy stuff. However, at the end of their adventure, if it's successful, they bring home 128 pounds of meat. A duck hunter at the end of his successful trip brings home 2.5 pounds.
Maybe 2.5 pounds.
Maybe.
A hole in their boat, ripped waders, potentially an injury, you know.
Yeah, like there's just so much stupidity that goes into waterfowl hunting. So as people that recruit heavily into waterfowl hunting, we thought we should give you both sides of that coin. So we went through and got some of our favorites from our listeners. And you want to start? We'll just go back and forth through these.
Yeah. So are we saying people's names?
Yeah.
Tom Collins says, I went out in torrential rain sitting in a kayak for 2 hours trying to catch a post-rain late morning flight. He means flight of ducks. The river rose 1.5 feet with me in it. I had to keep clipping myself to higher branches to stay in that spot. Saw 0 ducks.
That's always a key component to any duck hunting story.
The rain.
Saw 0 ducks. By the way, rain, speaking of rain, it poured on Sunday morning. My days are running together. And you know I fixed the boat so it doesn't backflow now.
Yeah, so now it fills up with water.
I forgot to take the plug out.
Oh.
So usually I forget to put the plug in. Today I had the opposite problem. So I went to put the boat in the water and I happened to look in there and it was full of water.
Yeah.
So easy enough, you take the plug out and it drains. Or run the bilge pump, either or both in this case because there was about 6 inches of water sitting in it on the trailer.
Oh boy.
Billy Henry wrote in, does sanding, repainting, and reupholstering a dozen dining room chairs all day today to keep the wife happy so I can hunt Monday morning count?
No.
Yes, Billy, it counts.
No, it doesn't, actually.
No?
No.
No, Billy, it doesn't count. Mm-mm. I'll have to go back and edit that.
Next one is Brian Cottingham.
Friend of the show.
Took my Ginu out on Okeechobee alone. 4:30 a.m. running across wide open lake to get to the spot faster. A light burned out, so made my way by Navionics on the phone in 15 to 20 mile an hour winds. Needless to say, I took the long way back to the ramp.
Yeah, and Okeechobee, if you've never been on it, is basically the ocean. It is essentially, I can't equate it to anything else if you've never been on a gigantic lake with tides.
That's a windy wind too.
Yeah, it
in
is
the dark.
In a Ginu.
Yeah, that's intense.
Matt Ellis, host of the Outdoor Scoreboard podcast, said motor died on the way to the blind. Used goose floaters as paddles the rest of the way. Killed one coot.
What's a goose floater?
It's a floating goose decoy.
Oh my god!
So he did not have a paddle. So he used decoys, and that resulted in one coot, which I think that might be. That's like a hidden gem right there in the whole storyline.
Wow, that's beautiful. RC Gillen says, been on Chad Andrews' boat with him driving, scary stuff in the dark.
Being on Chad Andrews' boat with him driving in the daytime is scary stuff, let alone at night. I don't know how fast that boat goes now. It's got to be like 45 miles an hour.
Oh my gosh.
Like it's the most souped up duck boat in the history of the world. Dan Rush, friend of the show, said used a brand new Browning A5 as a paddle when I left the actual paddle at the house.
Dan.
Now, I was thinking about this. A lot of people talk about their guns and they're like, oh, it's so indestructible you could use it as a paddle. And oftentimes I've been like, well, why would you need a gun as a paddle? But in Florida, this is pretty common when you hunt like the STAs because there's a little canal that's only 15 feet wide, and you need a paddle to get across it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't bring a paddle,
you just
a gun
use your
serves.
Gun. Wow. Okay.
This is the best one. This is the winner.
Last one is Josh Smith. I waded Lake Hancock with my dad and had gators just beyond the decoys and had to beat them to the harvested ducks. Also hunted in negative 10 degrees on the Ohio River and had to bust ice sheets off the water.
Okay. Josh deserves an award of some type for this. First off, this is Uncle Tim's son.
I was just about to ask if he's related to Uncle Tim.
Yeah, this is Nate's cousin, Josh, who now lives in Kentucky, home of Justified, Raylan Givens. See how we're tying it all together with pop culture? Josh, if you've never been to Lake Hancock, it is the sketchiest place in Florida. It's like Jurassic Park.
There are a lot of gators.
It is exactly like Jurassic Park. To wade in that lake is not well. Like, you're not well in the head. But he just kind of buried that in the lead, like, oh, also hunted a negative 10 and broke ice. No. Those gators in Lake Hancock will behave like labs. When they hear shooting, they'll actually pile up around your decoys, like looking at the decoys, waiting for ducks to fall.
Oh, my gosh.
So when he says he's racing the gators to the ducks, he means literally racing the gators to the ducks. I wonder if Uncle Tim, we'll have to get him to weigh in on this, if there was some kind of insurance incentive there.
Oh, my gosh, Travis. This is terrible.
Trying to off the Joshster.
Come on.
That's what's new.
That's the craziest things that happen during duck season.
Yes, and we will have for you, when we come back from Thanksgiving, we are going to give you our Christmas list, what we want for Christmas. We do that episode every year. It's kind of like the Cast and Blast Florida gift guide.
Yeah.
Emily's been trying to work on that
for weeks
now with hair dryers.
Yeah, I like to give you more notice than 4 weeks of what to buy for Christmas.
But. We hope everyone is having a safe and magical Thanksgiving week, enjoying some time off of work, enjoying some time with family.
Eating all the different pies, one slice of each.
Or one whole chocolate pie, in my case.
Ugh. You don't know how to plan for these things.
Frying plenty of honey buns. We're getting lots of honey bun frying submissions online. Make sure you're tagging us on social media because we'll try to repost those if we can. And with that, y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. And here comes the Thanksgiving draft. As I mentioned in the intro, we have Matt, Kaylee, Nate, and Emily here in real life. This is recorded at an undisclosed location and date prior to Thanksgiving. But we're going to be drafting Thanksgiving
things.
That's the rule. Just anything related to Thanksgiving anything, at all. Everything. So if you were tuned in for the outdoors, we do want to touch on something outdoors related really quick before we get into that. Matt, you have thoughts on Stages of a Sportsman?
I do. As I was listening to the initial podcast and then the follow-up one with the threads, I was just kind of thinking about my life and thinking about two things. One that hit me was I think there can be an optional stage zero.
Okay.
Which I call the observer phase.
Okay.
Which is what I was in for the majority of my childhood. So like when we would go to the dove field when I was a kid with you and your dad and our dad, I would have a BB gun and I would sit there and I'd be the retriever, but I'd watch my dad hunt. And I'd watch how he treated the doves he shot. The whole process from getting ready, you know, the afternoon to go out there to coming back and helping clean the doves. I wasn't really participating because I couldn't shoot, but I got to watch the whole process unfold and it really showed me what sportsmen and what hunters should look like growing up. So that was my first thought. My second thought was, as far as going through the stages, I think you can move through the stages without experiencing success in those stages.
Ooh,
because
yes.
I've done that. That's good. I mean, so like when I first started shooting, I wanted to shoot a lot, but I've never really like limited out a lot. I've never really gotten a trophy, but I feel like I'm now in the method stage where I'm really focused on like how I'm doing it.
Archery, or
I'm going hunting in a few weeks, going quail hunting, and I'm going to use a single shot, you know, yep. 28 gauge. And so I think that you think you can go through those stages and not necessarily have to experience success in order to move along. I think you can get to the sportsman level without even really killing anything.
Right. And I think it has to do with your definition of success too.
Right. And it has to do with your mindset and kind of, you know, whether you stick in it or not. So those are my two thoughts about that.
Those are great.
As I was listening.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you are new to the show, he's talking about episode 105 which is Stages of a Sportsman, and 106, which is where we had so much feedback about it. We did kind of a follow up. So go check them out if you haven't heard them.
Yeah, thank you. No, that's good.
Good stuff.
I like that.
So, if you were here for the outdoors, you may now turn your radio off. Maybe, because this is hunting season.
Right.
So, that hunting may come up in this draft. If you've been around us for any period of time, you know that we love to draft inane things. And, as such, we would like to present to you the first annual inaugural Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rabies Awareness Meredith Palmer Memorial Draft of Thanksgiving Stuff.
For the Cure.
Yes. As an homage to The Office. So with that said, we drew straws backstage and the draft order is as such: Matt, Nate, Kaylee, Emily, me. So without further ado, Matt, you are on the clock.
With my first pick, I'm going to steal Nate's first pick. I already know this. It's the day after sandwiches from Thanksgiving.
Oh, man.
Ooh, I knew I had to come in strong with that one. You got to get a white bread. You got to get mayo, turkey, cranberry sauce, and dressing. White bread. Boom.
They are both like doing the motions in the background.
It's the greatest thing you'll ever eat in your life.
The day after Thanksgiving is almost as much of a holiday at the Henderson House as Thanksgiving.
I kind of lumped it into my draft as well. Your dad, like we talked about Uncle Tim a lot on our snacks and stuff. If you've been a longtime listener, you've heard us mention Uncle Tim, your uncle. Your mom's brother.
Right.
Your dad is the OG of the day after Thanksgiving sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
That's his thing.
I mean, I think he grew up eating them as a kid, and so he just kind of passed it down the generations.
He gets more excited about that than anything.
He'll be, like, eating his Thanksgiving meal and already talking about what he's going to eat the next day.
Right.
As we're, like, stuffing our faces.
That is utilitarian to get him to the next day to eat his leftover sandwich.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. That's a good, solid.
Good pick.
Thank you.
Set the tone.
Can we dive just a little deeper into the day after sandwich and why it's so amazing? Is it because you didn't have to prep all of it?
I think that's part of it. I think the fact that it's all in Tupperware already
in
and you
fridge.
Just
and I think part of it is it's together. Like a lot of times when you're eating, you're kind of eating it separately, right? You're eating the turkey, then you eat some dressing, then you have a little cranberry sauce, maybe mix those together. But since it's all one bite, I don't know.
And
it's
something just about it being cold and the white bread getting kind of soggy.
You gotta be on white bread.
Yes.
And like the juices have like just all soaked in there. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's just something special about it.
I am not a cranberry guy and I'm not a dressing guy. But for me, open-faced turkey sandwiches the day after on white bread with gravy.
That's pro move too.
Like I want to eat that for a week after Thanksgiving. Yep. As long as we can eat it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for taking the
time.
Now
I'm hungry. Appreciate that.
Same.
Yeah, for something we won't have till Thursday.
Even though my first pick, I'm going with it's opening week of duck season.
Yes,
that week.
Yes,
like it starts the Saturday before
this past Saturday, it would have opened
right, and you're duck hunting because a lot of people have off work and
the competition is intense that week.
Yeah,
because
oh yeah.
It's opening week and everyone's off.
Yes.
And everyone's able to sneak away for a couple hours if they're not off.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
But it's just it's a fun time of year.
Yeah, and everybody's kind of chill because the birds are stupid. Like,
right.
No one's really stressing.
Right.
Yeah, no one's in the angry mode of January 15th.
Right.
Like, everyone's still kind of relaxed. That's a good pick.
My first pick is Black Friday. And I know not everyone's going to agree with me on this because it's controversial. But my dad and I have had a tradition since I was like 10, so probably like 15 years, that we wake up. We don't even really buy a lot of stuff. Like,
are you
25? Do this. I'm 26. Okay, whatever. do the math, people. But we don't even like buy a lot of stuff. We don't do it for the deals and all that. But it's just an excuse for us to like spend time together. And we always eat Chick-fil-A for breakfast. And it's just like one of my favorite days of the year. So that's what I look forward to about Thanksgiving.
Yes, that's a good one.
Good one.
I did that with Olivia one time. We decided we never wanted to get up at 3 a.m. again. if there weren't ducks at the end of it.
Right.
All right, Em.
Boy, you guys really put a hurting on me. So I'm gonna go in hard with my family sangria.
Nice.
Yeah.
Your dad is the OG of sangria.
Well, Graham is actually the OG of sangria, and I have all these memories of like I grew up with a lot of cousins. I'm the only child, so like my cousins are like my brothers and sisters. Well, my cousin Justin would sneak to the punch bowl at my grandma's house with like a Dixie cup so you couldn't see what was in it. And he, like at 10 years old, and he would be drinking the sangria.
That's incredible.
I know. Like, what an inspiration. And like all through our teenage years, we kind of like would do that. And now, you know, I'm an adult and my dad makes it and it's just the best. And it's really strong. You can have like one glass and then you need a nap.
If any children are listening, don't do alcohol.
No.
Yeah.
This was historical.
We don't condone it. The 90s were a different time.
Different time.
It was simpler.
Yeah.
Days of the Sandlot. My first pick is going to be, I can't believe none of you picked this. Every year on Thanksgiving, we go hunting on Thanksgiving morning.
Like you, me, and
Matt, the last several years have gone hunting on Thanksgiving morning. Because I don't ever book charters that day.
Right.
I'm always open Thanksgiving morning.
Right.
And we've never had a major, was the hunt with your dad?
No, I feel like that was
on a regular day.
That was like a Wednesday, like the Wednesday before or something like that.
But generally speaking, we've had some
good days.
I don't know that we've ever been shut out on Thanksgiving morning.
Like that was the day I killed three drakes of three different species.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. With the shoveler and the
green wing and
a wood duck.
Wood duck.
And we whiffed on some mottles.
Yep.
Anyway, I like that idea because it seems like as busy as that week is, no one wants to hunt Thanksgiving morning.
I agree.
Like, there's usually like one other boat out there.
Yep.
So, all right.
My second pick is everyone dressing like it's 40 degrees when it's actually 85.
Oh, truth. Man.
It's like they're trying to like make the cold weather happen by the way they dress. Like they think they can trick outside into being cold. They wear
this
their
is a
flannels.
Very Florida specific thing.
Very,
right?
very Florida
specific.
Because it's always hot on Thanksgiving. For some, even if there's a cold front like a couple weeks before, it'll heat back up on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. It'll be like some days Thanksgiving it'll be like 58 in the morning, but it's 88 at lunchtime.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this ties back into our Halloween episode where we talked about like doing it for the gram. Like everybody wants to look in their Thanksgiving pictures as though their family is perfect and everyone wasn't like yelling at each other that morning to get ready in their flannels and like their burgundy and their boots. I don't know. It's cray.
There's this meme going around right now that says like, have y'all picked out your outfits to wear to your living room yet? Because like you don't go anywhere usually, and but everyone gets super dressed up.
What are you going to wear downstairs? All right, Nate.
So my next pick is getting the newspaper Thanksgiving Day and flipping through the Black Friday sale.
Yes.
Ads, whether you
that
want
was on
to
my
buy
list.
Stuff or not. Like you're flipping, they because the newspaper's got like 1,000 pages in it because every store in America puts out a flyer and you're flipping through like trying to figure out your Christmas list.
Where
like,
do you get the newspaper?
This I'm talking about
we
more
used to
from
do
my
this.
Childhood.
Yeah.
Okay.
We used to circle things.
It's like a nostalgia thing. Okay. And we used to circle stuff.
I didn't know if you like went to a gas station and bought a newspaper that day.
Some people do. I think we still do.
Dad still gets one.
I think we do.
Because he's got to take Kaylee shopping.
Right. So.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
All right. Kaylee Grace.
Okay, not to sound too much like Oprah, but I love bread, and I cannot...
You get a loaf of bread, and you get a loaf of bread, and you get a loaf of bread.
Except I don't want a loaf. I want those rolls that come in the tin pan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The Parker House rolls.
What are they
rolls.
Called? Sister Schubert's.
And they're the breakaway.
Yes.
Like... coming at the little tin pan. Yeah.
And you got to fight house. People to get the middle
and you
roll.
Cook, yeah, oh, if you cook it right, the middle roll is almost liquid.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like gooey. Yeah.
Don't give me the outside. Give me from the middle and I'll work my way out.
There you go.
I could eat a whole pan of those by myself.
In honor of Josh Raggio of Raggio Custom Calls, have you ever put cinnamon brown sugar on top of that?
Get out of here.
I need to be friends with
this
guy.
Who is this guy? Where has he been our entire life?
This is not a Josh Raggio thing. I'm just saying he's the guy that came up with fried honey buns. This is my thing.
Oh.
Have you never done this?
No, because I use them to soak up gravy.
Yeah.
No, you brush them. You get two pans, bro.
Oh, sorry.
You get two pans.
We have like four pans.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
Yeah, so you get an extra pan or two for breakfast. You go cinnamon brown sugar like you're making cinnamon toast, butter on it, throw it in the oven.
That's big time.
Boom.
That's
pull apart cinnamon bread. Yeah. Get you some of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to have to do that.
And if your mom is selling enough, I'm not telling enough, but if your mom's selling enough to make some kind of icing or buy some kind of icing, you can kick it up a notch there too.
Mm.
Next level type stuff.
That is next level.
Okay.
I would like to riff off of Nate's thing and say, I like to see all the ads on the day of Thanksgiving, but for Black Friday and specifically on Amazon.
Okay.
Because Amazon has like a scrolling.
Yeah. Like you can't keep up with all the Black Friday.
Yeah. It's just like, you could just sit there all day long and I'm like, do I need that? Yep. 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 I need pots and pans.
And then you look at your cart, you have 200 items.
Yeah.
And, right.
But I'm like,
your
Travis,
cart
it'll
is
never
$26,000. Yeah. Yeah. But it would cost us $100,000 if we bought it regularly. Yeah. But we don't have that.
Right. And we need
I'm saving $75,000.
Yeah. Saving 75 grand. It'll all be here tomorrow by dessert.
I just feel like it calls to me in particular because
it does. You are their market.
I am because I don't want to leave my house like ever. So
the number of things you've bought on Black Friday, like everything in our house came, this table, our washer and dryer, our vacuum cleaner, our TV, like everything in this house came on Black Friday.
Our washer and dryer and our vacuum is accurate. All of our pots and pans. But they've all held up
really
great.
It's been great. My next pick is Thanksgiving officially ends Big Pumpkin Spices rain. Like
it's true.
It brings the curtain down on pumpkin
and
spice.
And then the peppermint people come out.
Right, the peppermint
and I'm fine with
out.
That. I like the peppermint. I like a little dash of peppermint in my stuff. But
In my stuff.
And whatever I'm drinking. But I'm fine with pumpkin spice from Halloween to Thanksgiving. Those are the parameters on that. I'm very strict. You can start celebrating Christmas in September for all I care because I love Christmas, but pumpkin spice needs to be very limited in its purview. So any rebuttals? Kaylee, are you in on that?
I'm fine with that. It needs to end. Like, it needs to have its time. Because
then it's not special.
Then, right. It needs to be limited edition.
Maybe the weekend after Thanksgiving. Like, maybe you can run through the weekend
through,
after. Yeah.
I think once December hits, we're done with pumpkin
Agreed.
Spice.
Officially. All right.
So my next pick is actually like an anti-pick.
Yeah, I love this.
It's almost like a release.
I'm all about those.
So it's the fact that Black Friday is eating Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it's now becoming not a holiday anymore.
Thanksgiving night.
Because, so like, I'm fine. Like, I always thought it was ironic, like, the day after you give thanks for what you have, you trample people to death to buy new things.
Yeah. To save $29 on
right.
an air fryer.
Right. Right. Like, that was always kind of funny to me. And then all of a sudden, like, it just kept inching back and back and back and back and back. And now, like, at 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving, you can go start your Black Friday shopping. And first of all, it means fewer crowds, so it's not as fun. And then second of all, you're on the same day you're giving thanks for what you have, you are, like, abandoning your family for dinner to buy things. Like, it makes me very angry. It's one of my soapbox rants that I get on. And yeah.
Let's be thankful and celebrate commercialism.
Right.
Right.
Dad and I tried going one night after Thanksgiving because we just like the crowds and like to people watch. It just wasn't the same. Like, I mean, there's more people out, but it wasn't as fun.
Plus, yeah. You can't get breakfast.
If I'm ever elected president, first thing I'm doing is saying no Black Friday sales until after midnight.
That'd be part of your platform.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like that would attract some votes.
I think it would.
I feel
if
like
you would
lobbyists
also
would tank me, though.
Yeah, get rid of daylight savings time, then I would vote for you.
Yeah, that would be magical.
It would be get rid of standard time. Standard time is fall.
Okay, but you know what
savings.
She meant.
I do know.
Yeah.
But
she doesn't even know. She just doesn't want to touch her clock anymore, right?
Right.
Yeah, my body can't handle it.
Yeah.
It takes me a full year to adjust, and then it changes twice in between. I just can't.
Mm.
She's still adjusting to 2014.
All right. One of my favorite things about Thanksgiving is it's the official kickoff to Christmas season.
Yes.
Like, officially.
So are you a hardline no Christmas till Thanksgiving
typically
guy?
Typically, yes. I am.
I'm with you on that.
I'm like, because I feel like I get burnt out if I start earlier.
Okay, you don't pace yourself.
Right. And so, like, as soon as, like, Black Friday hits, it's like Christmas music and Christmas, and we're good till the end of the year.
Exactly. I'm with you on that 100%.
Kaylee, you are a Christmas all year long person, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. I try to, like, spread it out as much as possible. But once, like, it gets football starts going, I'm like,
Christmas.
Right,
I've seen you wear your Christmas NSYNC shirt, like, in July. And I don't know why. I can't remember why.
There was an
but
event,
it definitely
I think,
happened.
Because I don't just wear it. I really don't bring that out unless it's a special occasion.
Emily, well, we know where you stand. You wish Christmas season was from December 24th at 7:30 p.m. until December 25th at 10 a.m., right?
Yes, Travis.
And that's pushing it. Like, you're okay with those hours begrudgingly.
As long as there's no Christmas music or anything else.
Laughter.
Maybe like a prayer. And
laughter.
Some
smiling.
Happy,
some silent meditation.
Presents. Christmas trees.
Yep.
I do like Christmas. I just feel like it's over the top.
You should not worry about everybody else, though.
It directly impacts me, though. It's not.
Yeah, that's not really something you can just
like,
not.
That's true.
Yeah.
She's looking down the Who's and down in Whoville, and it's just it's too
yeah.
much
She's
for
like,
her.
Curse them. I don't even know if the Who says that. My next pick would be chocolate pie.
Mm.
My mother.
Did you get to do a pick?
I don't know.
Did we skip Kaylee?
I didn't get to do a pick either.
Oh.
Well, you asked people about Christmas.
That's what it was. Okay, Kaylee.
So,
sorry,
Kaylee.
Jeez.
Sorry.
My next pick is I like Thanksgiving because it's just less stressful than Christmas in the sense of like you don't have to worry about gifts or like being 47 different places. At least for us, it's just a really a good time to just have family time, spend time together.
Yeah.
Reflect on what you're thankful for. I think you should do that every day. Get a gratitude journal. But it's just I just like Thanksgiving because it's just easy.
There's a nap built in.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh.
Nap.
Yes.
Nap.
I think I could do Christmas if there was a nap built in. I feel like I just found my problem.
It's your pick.
Oh, hello. Something I enjoy about Thanksgiving is you can have dinner foods for breakfast and no one seems to be bothered
like
by it.
The day after.
Yeah,
like
you know, or the morning of. If you get into the pumpkin pie a little early.
Don't you eat sweet potatoes for breakfast on the regular?
I do, Travis.
So it's not like this is a world you live in already.
Yeah, but I get a lot
acceptable.
Of shade
it gets,
for it.
It gets normalized for
right.
Thanksgiving week.
Correct.
Okay, that's fair.
I can see that. And your mother's sweet potato casserole
is
ooh, basically a dessert.
It is so good.
Oh my gosh.
There's like, to describe this for the listeners, A, there's no nuts. It's
no.
like whipped sweet potatoes with sugar. then with some kind of caramelized sugar. Brown sugar stuff
crust,
on top.
Like it's a crust. Like you have to sugar. Break through it.
It's
which
a
is
candy.
Like my
it's
favorite
a candy
thing.
On
yes.
top of it. Oh my!
You can
so
only
good.
Have about 3 bites of it, but it's so
that
good.
Is not true.
Well, I just no. I can't take that much sugar. No.
My Nana's is a lot like that, and I told her how much I loved it, and she made it for me for like my birthday cake 1 year. I didn't have a cake. I had sweet potato casserole.
There's nice. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. It's fantastic. My next pick, speaking of food, is chocolate pie, as I have already spoiled. My mom makes me a chocolate pie for Thanksgiving, and for that one day and for my birthday, every year I will eat the entire chocolate pie. No one else gets any of it.
Wow.
It's part of the tradition. Yeah, I got nothing to add to that.
I got nothing to say to that.
That's great.
It's fantastic. She'll make others. She'll make two usually
sure.
so other people can have some.
Sure.
But I'm not
you
sharing
definitely
mine.
Get your
like,
own.
That's,
yeah.
That's right. my thing. So, all right, what do you got? You got any more?
Yeah, I got one more. Well, actually, I got two more, but one of them's kind of meh. One is the smell of food cooking, like when you wake up. Just
yes,
like you just, cause
that's
you,
a good
like,
one.
I always wake up kind of late on Thanksgiving, and my mom's like already cooking. And
right.
like, so like that's good.
Because you got to start the turkey at like 4 a.m.
Right.
Yeah.
Do y'all ever do a cousin's night around Thanksgiving?
No.
No.
Like we used to, my friend used to do it with her cousins. The night before Thanksgiving was always cousin's night. And it was like a bachelorette party except for your cousins.
I'm
all
sorry.
The cousins would get together and go party and like drink and stuff. And okay. then Thanksgiving you sleep in because you're not an adult yet and someone else is making all the food. And then you eat and nap and it's glorious really.
Okay. We might have to look into that.
Well, all of our cousins are scattered now, and they don't all come home.
Right.
But we could try.
I'll be your cousin.
Okay.
What do you got? Did you do your?
Oh yeah.
Sorry.
The second one is
the real one.
Everyone saying, "Did you see that?" when we're watching the parade.
Oh.
And you're like, yeah. "Yes, I'm sitting here. I'm looking at the TV. Obviously, I saw it." But everyone, did you see that float? Oh, did you see them doing that?
Oh my gosh, we've got to see Lin-Manuel Miranda dance in front of the Macy's.
So the parade's just kind of there.
And all the baby boomers on Facebook complaining about something during the parade, you know, because they don't understand
it. Oh, yeah.
It's great.
Something's too liberal or something.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well said.
Yeah.
All right.
I was there.
What do you got? Are you a parade guy? I'm sorry.
Well, we used to watch it whenever we go to our grandparents' house. It was always on. And so I kind of liked it as a kid. And then now I like it to be on, but if I have to sit there and like pay attention to it makes me.
Because whatever channel you watch it on, they're going to interview the stars of their latest drama.
Right.
Or their latest sitcom.
Yeah, that's all shameless plugs.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be like built-in advertising.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanksgiving Day is the only acceptable time to eat cranberry sauce right out of the can.
Yeah.
And if you don't get canned cranberry sauce, what are you even doing with your life?
Oh, you don't go on Pinterest and get you a recipe for
no.
cranberry sauce?
And here's the big debate. Do you leave it in the shape of the can?
Absolutely.
Or do you mash it up and...
No, you leave it in the shape of the can. You cut it into slices. Like little round slices.
I 100% agree with you. Yeah.
And you get your cranberry sauce steak.
Nice little steak.
Do you like that cranberry sauce or you like the homemade cranberry sauce?
I like all cranberry sauce. I do not discriminate.
You're cranberry. Okay. You're accepting of all cranberry sauces.
I made a cranberry sauce 1 year and it was a lot of trouble and it wasn't as good.
Yeah. And
I
don't
think
get
the
whole
berry.
Don't get the whole berry. That
we're already stocked for cranberry sauce for the next 4 Thanksgivings. Out there on our shelf, there's like a bunch of cans.
It never goes bad. It never goes bad. So why not?
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, Kaylee. You got any more?
I can make up one. The last year or two, I don't know if it's been a couple years, but. We have gotten our pumpkin pie from a place called Born and Bred in Lakeland.
Oh, yeah.
Who,
that's a professional.
The girl that like runs it used to babysit us. She used to be our neighbor. But she makes just amazing stuff. And I am very much looking forward to that.
It's the only pumpkin pie that it tastes like pumpkin. Like, you know, it's not like that fake pumpkin
it's
taste.
It's not overpowered
it's like
by the spices.
Definitely.
It's like,
it's so good.
It's not too sweet either. It's like a really, and the crust is real flaky and
Now you've flung a craving
so
on me
good.
For some pumpkin pie. And it's so far away. All right. Do you have another pick?
It's not far away. It's this week.
But I don't think we can get a pie from Born and Bred by tomorrow.
Okay.
What do you got? Do you have anything?
A macaroni and cheese.
Yes.
Yep.
Graham's macaroni and cheese.
You always get homemade for Thanksgiving. I feel like
with like the kind of almost halfway burnt cheese on top.
Yep.
And
little
like,
brown. Little brown.
Yep.
And it's Graham's. For you.
If we're lucky, yes, Graham feels like making hers. Yeah. If not, if we're unlucky, I have to make it. And it's a poor substitute.
The It's because you don't slice your own cheese. You get shredded cheese. Graham has told you this before.
That is a myth. We've debunked
that. She says if you buy shredded cheese, it's waxy and it doesn't cook as good.
I think she said it was whack.
Oh, maybe that's what she said. I don't think Graham says whack. My last pick is, no matter what, at my house, the outside Christmas lights don't get turned on until Thanksgiving night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so Thanksgiving night, as a dad growing up, I tried to make it a rule. Every night my kids were there, we went and looked at Christmas lights, no matter what, either in the neighborhood or down the street. And so Thanksgiving night kicks that off. We will go look at Christmas lights every night.
Yeah.
Because it's easy. It's free. It doesn't.
Right.
I mean, there's been times where we go get cheeseburgers. And like, we've done it with dogs that aren't here anymore and stuff. Like, it's a good time. So that's the night that starts. You have nothing to say to that. Are you going to cry?
No.
All right. Anything we missed?
I don't think so.
Generally speaking, Thanksgiving for Florida does mean you're going to have cooler weather soon.
Yes.
Like, a lot of times we don't have a front by then. Maybe we get one that's barely here.
You get one like late October, but usually November is when you start getting them.
But at Thanksgiving, you know, hey, between now and Christmas, there's going to be some mornings where it's 54 degrees.
Right.
Which for us passes as a front.
Oh, yeah.
That's a front. So we hope everyone has a... Oh, do you have anything?
No. I was going to tell her to stay woken up.
Oh. We hope everyone has a fantastic Thanksgiving and spends lots of time with their family and friends and watches football and shoots ducks on lakes that we're not on.
Yeah.
Stay woke.